opportunity to share with you people. For this dusty frame, I'm asking you for fluidness. It's been a moment since I've shared with you people, and I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and redeemer, take my rusty spots and put oil in them. Loose my tongue to speak with clarity. Open my ear that I might hear what the Spirit is saying. Give me insight and perception. And give me the tongue of the learned, that I may speak truth in this moment. I give you praise for vision, for where there is none, the people perish. So I give you praise for fresh vision and direction, igniting us a passion to pray. And we will give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Clap your hands and give God the glory and the praise. You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. Our confession of faith. Hopefully you have it in memory. I don't know if they have it on the screen. It looks like they're working with me. Let's go for it. This is my Bible. It is the Word of God. I can do what it says I can do.
I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
I choose to agree with the Word of God.
And I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance
contrary to the written or the spoken Word of God.
I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the Word of God, which abides in my spirit.
My mind is renewed. My heart is receptive.
And ready to receive.
I can't quit.
There's too much life in me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Our confession of faith over the Word of God. I have much swimming in my soul and my mind, but the Lord is speaking to me to stick with what He gave me. And that is to teach on heart light and to make sure our people are praying. Something is coming in the fall. Something big, and I believe God wants us to be ready for it. And so I want to make sure that we are getting the direction from the Holy Ghost, from the Holy Spirit, and that all of us need to be talking to God. And it's amazing to me how many of us can lose our focus on that. You don't see that the enemy sends dust storms to keep you from your prayer closet. He sends disruptions and issues to stop you from talking to God. We talk on the phone more than we talk to God. We visit Facebook more than we talk to God. We send texts more than we talk to God. We chatter more than we speak to God. We worship idols more than we talk to God. We hang out more than we talk to God. And prayer is the oxygen of your spirit, which means many of us are suffocating spiritually. We wonder why life is full of struggle and setback and issues. It's because there is no oxygen in your soul. You're not breathing correctly. You need to be resuscitated. If you're not praying, you're not spiritually breathing. That's how critical it is. Yet many of us are suffocating and complaining, grabbing our necks spiritually and wondering why we can't seem to get air in our lungs. And all you need to do is lift up your head and talk to God, and you'll begin to breathe again. Heart light is very, very important. Heart light is important. Heart life is. My last message in this series, I dealt with the word restored. After God breaks down barriers, the next thing He wants as we repent is for us to be restored fully back into fellowship. That's His aim. That's what He would love to see. So we repent so we can be restored. We turn so we will be restored. The subtopic of that message was the blessings that follow genuine repentance. There is a blessing that comes when we talk to God and turn away from wickedness and embrace the Lord. Today's message, part one and two, will be dealing with standing in the gap, GAP. I read to you out of Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 29 and 30. From our prayer school, or our school of prayer, we call it. And there will be several schools that we will launch from the ministry, like a prophetic school, which I believe will be well attended. But we also need to deal with anger management. That are people who have not been taught how to channel anger. When we get angry, it becomes an excuse to act out. Come on. I said, come on. All of us have to deal with anger issues. And I would like to see an anger management course in our church that's offered every so often for our people to manage anger better, because anger can disqualify you from receiving your inheritance. Remember the issue at Shechem, when the sons of Jacob went into Shechem and destroyed everyone because they were angry. Even when their father went into covenant with the king of Shechem, they went around him and said, his stuff is weak. We're going to take it upon ourselves to destroy everybody. And they went too far. And Simeon and Levi were cast out, and their inheritance was held up for 400 years. It wasn't until 400 years later, after their Hebrew slavery, after their Egyptian slavery, when Moses comes off the mountain and Aaron had built created a golden calf for them to worship, Moses yelled out to the congregation on the side of the Mount Sinai and said, who's on the Lord's side? Scripture says the tribe of Levi said, we're on the side of the Lord and we're going with you. And when they made that declaration, God lifted the embargo and welcomed Levi back into the fold. He sent the firstborn home and he embraced the tribe of Levi. Now we are Levitical priests. We are descendants of Levi, for you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, who show forth the praises of him who've called you out of darkness into a marvelous light. And as descendants of Levi, at one time excluded from the mainframe, excluded from the promise, have now been grafted in to enjoy the nectar that flows from the root, even through the trunk and then through the branches of the tree. Hallelujah. Don't boast, but be very cautious, because if God broke off the natural branch to bring us in, except for faith, he'll break you off as well. And many of us need to be more humble as it relates to faith. It is by faith that we're able to embrace the things of God. It is by faith that the promise has been extended to the people of God. It is by faith that we move, live, and have our being. And so I want to talk a moment, the theme from our prayer school or our school of prayer, and there will be many schools, is maintaining an open portal. Maintaining an open portal like worship was open today. I could sense, hallelujah, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but God has, I believe, he's created a ladder that helps angels to ascend and descend into the earth. And that ladder, from what I can see, is intercession and worship. And when there's an open portal where the ladder is extended from heaven to earth and angels can ascend and descend and the promise of God can descend and ascend and everything that God has for us can get to us through that portal, hallelujah, and the ladder that has been extended, many of us will begin to embrace intercession even the more when we can see that your intercession helps God's plan to get from heaven into your life. And when you begin to see that you're creating a ladder for the things of God and the promises of God to be transferred to you through intercession, we will pray more. So we want to deal with maintaining the open portal. unveiling different kinds of prayers. Today we will deal with the prayer of intercession. We've dealt with the prayer of worship and adoration. We dealt with the prayer of thanksgiving. There's a glory that follows gratitude. We dealt with several messages on repentance. Now we will deal with intercession. And prayer is more than just asking God to bless our lives or our functions or the things that we want him to do. Write it down. Prayer is inviting us to participate. Prayer is not asking God just to do what he can do, but prayer of intercession invites us to participate. To participate in what, Bishop? I'm glad you asked me. It invites us to participate in the work of God in the earth. It invites us to participate. As you can see, there's injustices in the land. And I search for a man, Ezekiel 22, to stand in the wall or as a wall and to intercede for the land. There's a gap there, but I found none. Intercession is one of the highest expressions I believe that any of us can embrace today as it relates to prayer, because it invites us to participate in the work of God in the earth, to be co-laborers with God in the earth. When we intercede and our city is liberated, when we intercede and our community is revived, when we intercede and our church begins to thrive, we're participating in the plan of God in the earth as co-laborers with God to make sure there's an expansion, there's an increase, there is something that we can tangibly see, the goodness and the mercy following us tangibly as we do the work that God has called us to do. Glory to God. Y'all getting used to my voice again? Are you listening? Let me know you're listening. I want you to let me know. I labored really hard to get this message. I need to know that you're paying attention. Amen. Glory to God. So your silence means you're listening. Okay. All right. Touch your neighbor and say, he's back. Right. He's back. Right. That's good. Great. Intercession is one of the highest expressions that we have to interface with God, because it costs us time. See, intercession costs you time. It costs your attention. It costs you time, attention, and compassion. It costs you time, attention, compassion, and spiritual labor. It costs you time, attention, compassion, and spiritual labor, even labor pains in your prayers. I gotta push this out. It's hard to express. And usually the labor and the compassion and the attention and the spiritual labor or pain is not for self. It is not when you're asking him to touch you. It is not when you ask him to touch your body or your life. It's when you have the spiritual attention, compassion, and spiritual labor pains on behalf of someone else or something else. But let me tell you about God. When you start thinking about somebody else, just like Job, when he thought about somebody else and began to pray for the people, people that hurt him the worst, his close friends, God then turned his captivity. And if you want God to turn it, touch your neighbor and say, it's time to turn it. If you want God to turn it, stop thinking about it yourself. You can't do anything about it yourself. You can't fix it yourself. You can't open it up yourself. You can't close that door yourself. You can't deliver yourself. But when you start praying for others, God turns it around. Every revival, every great awakening, every revival, every great awakening, every miracle, every movement that is God-breathed was preceded by someone who chose to stand in the gap. Let me say it again. Every move of the Spirit globally, every move of the Spirit personally, every advancement, every miracle, sign, and wonder came from someone before you saw the miracle going into a chamber and experiencing pains. Hallelujah. Praying that God would move. Hallelujah. Standing in the gap for someone else. And when they did, when they stepped out of the private closet, private communion will determine public proclamation. And when you get to the public stage, hallelujah, after spending time in the private or in the secret chamber or in the midst of that hidden spot, he that dwells in the hidden place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When you stand before people, you'll have power in your hands, hallelujah, and power in your voice, and power in your move, and wind blowing behind you, and a light shining through you to do the work that God has called you to do. Glory to God. And every revival is preceded by somebody that stood between heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Where is the middle ground? Every miracle is preceded by someone who stood between heaven and earth. And we need people. There's a gap between heaven and earth. For my ways are not like your ways, and my thoughts not like your thoughts. For as high as the heavens are from the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts from your thoughts. But as the earth, hallelujah, is ready for the rain, and as the rain descends into the earth and causes it to bud, so do I send my word. Hallelujah. And it will not return unto me void until it accomplishes what I sent it to do. Somebody's got to go between heaven and earth and unloose the word that's hovering over your head. And somebody's got to go into middle earth and begin to release what God has hovering over your head. And somebody's got to take up the timber and stand on behalf of the land. Hallelujah. And cry out to God. And when we do, we'll see a release into the earth. I feel the Holy Ghost giving praise right here. Come on, everybody, give him praise. Who's going to choose to stand between heaven and earth? You can't be seen when you're in that dimension. Because you're not on the earth in your prayers, and you're not in heaven, you're in middle earth. You're hidden in the secret place of the Most High. But who's willing to go into the unseen? There's no applause for you when you intercede. There's nobody clapping their hands saying, I understand. There's nobody sending wind to encourage you when you engage in intercession. So who's willing to go there without praise? Who's willing to go into the secret place without anyone fanning you? Who's willing to go into the secret place and you haven't gotten the download yet? Who's willing to exercise this grace to go into the hidden place of the Most High between heaven and earth and stay there until God's blessing is released? Who's willing to do it not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of someone else, on behalf of another? I believe God is still asking the same question today that he asked in Ezekiel's time, Ezekiel 22. I search for a man. I search for a woman who would take up the temple and stand in the gap on behalf of the land. And I could not find one. I believe God is shifting the numbers here, because I see a few people in the spirit with a light over your head that is willing to take up the temple and talk to God in the prayer of intercession on behalf of the land and on behalf of others. And God is going to answer our prayers. He asked the question through Ezekiel, is there one or anyone willing to stand in the gap? Write it down. Intercession is answering that question. Is there anyone willing to stand in the gap? Intercession is the answer to the question that God asks. Is there anyone willing to stand in the gap? Is there anyone that has a willing heart to take up the challenge to intercede? Is there anyone willing in your heart to stand in the gap? And this is what I believe the question for Heart Light, or for life light in our hearts. This is the question, because when you begin to do this, you're actually taking on the very heart of God. How many of you know God don't want to destroy it? Think about it. God does not want. The Bible says that he suffers long. It's not his will. It's not his desire that any should perish, but that all should what? Come to repentance. Y'all know the word, right? God is long suffering. He's not willing that any, not one, should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I believe a healthy heart, here's a truth statement for you, is never continued with itself or content or consumed with itself. A healthy heart is never continued or never consumed with itself. Notice, even in your natural body, your heart works for all systems. Your heart works for every organ and for every cell, that it will be nourished with blood. And a healthy heart is never consumed or content or absorbed with itself. It's always pumping life into other systems. I believe the more our hearts are consumed with God's plan, or as the more heart resembles God's heart, the more our hearts resembles God's heart, the more messages God can send through our hearts, the more he can do the work that he's called us to, the more he can flow through us to get the job done.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org.
Ready, set, save. Florida's back to school sales tax holiday has officially begun. From now until August 20th, you can shop smart and save big with tax-free deals on clothing, shoes, personal computers, and select accessories. TR North hosts prayer every second and fourth Friday at 6:30 p.m. Join us on August 14th and 28th for a powerful time of united prayer and connection. For more information, email trnorth@truthreveal.org. Awaken Women, mark your calendars because the 2026 Awaken Women's Conference is coming September 25th through 26th. This year's theme is Manifest. Get ready to unlock your faith, step into your purpose, and embrace your destiny through powerful worship and life-giving messages. Don't wait to secure your spot. Head over to the Truth Reveal app or register online today.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Here's Billy Graham with a critical question about your family.
Is your home on a strong foundation? The successful home must be founded on a divinely ordered marriage. A marriage is not a one-year option. It's a contract for life. It's ordered by God.
The question now is, how do we set a strong foundation?
The answer is spiritual. It's Christ, it's God, it's putting God first in the home and in the family. And in order to have God first in the home, he has to be first in your life. I've never known a marriage that didn't have problems. But Jesus listens and always hears and answers your prayers. How wonderful to go to him in prayer. How wonderful to take your wife by the hand and kneel down beside the bed and pray before you go to bed.
Discover how to make God first in your life and in your home. Go to findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.